Jiminy fucking cricket, just hit the fucking record button, because if we, I'm gonna just find more shit to talk about. I could just lose my fucking mind. It's ridiculous. The absolute level. Ah, shit, I forgot to take vitamins this morning. The absolute level of fucking stupidity that just oozes from you goddamn motherfuckers out there who have not been exterminated through natural selection yet. There's some hate and rage today, okay? So if you came here because Aaron Clary said if you want hatred and rage, go listen to the fucking Seneca Liberty, well, you're gonna get some fucking hatred and rage today. Just fuck, people. How are you all so goddamn dumb? How can you people believe anything the mainstream media tells you? How do you fucking believe anything you fucking hear? What? Oh, the intro is playing. Hi, I'm right, you're wrong, fuck you. Hang on, let me put the fucking headset on. Maybe I'll hear what's going on my own fucking podcast. This is Stating the Obvious Podcast, and it is the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile of my intellect. One homes in and destroys stupid motherfucking states all around the goddamn world. I'm going to calm down in a minute. I really am, because I'm going to talk about some other... But it's just infuriates the fuck out of me how stupid you people are. It's on TV. CNN says Bill Nye says... I'm the great one himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 12 motherfucking years. Have you been podcasting for 12 years? No, you haven't? Go fuck yourself. Alright, so, I'm doing some research here, which is called typing things in. Actually, I don't use Google. I say that metaphorically. Most of the time... God, I gotta do this real quick. Most of the time, I utilize... See, this is why I shouldn't try to do two things at once. Random order. Full size media file. Yes, just fucking do it. Thank you, save draft. Alright. I was doing some research because, of course, we had the Woman's March, and it's womansmarch.com. Oh, by the way, this is episode 420 of the fucking Stating the Obvious podcast. If I can learn to fucking talk. 420, dude, 420, man. Dude, pot jokes. Fuck. All right, now, moving on. We'll come back to the pot in a minute. The fucking Women's March. Remember, they promised us 10 actions in 100 days. In the first 100 days of Donald Trump's existence as the Trumpenfuhrer, the women, were going to give us 10 actions. Well, they failed because 100 days are over, and their ninth action was May Day. And remember, one of their actions was getting together and huddling, which is talking. Once again, because this is why you don't give women jobs or political power. They said they were going to do, 10 actions in 100 days. They failed to do that. And half of their actions were not actions. Half of their actions were talking. It's not that hard. 10 actions in 100 days. When an action is just go out and protest 10 times and you're finished. They can't even fucking do 10 actions in 100 days because they're lazy, they're incompetent, they can't plan anything, they have no fucking motivation. I'm sure they were sitting around waiting for Hillary Clinton or Hussein Obama to show up and do the forum. For the ninth action in our 10 actions... The Women's March, in partnership with our fellow Beyond the Moment coalition members. Oh God, I have no idea what Beyond the Moment is, but I'm going to click on the link. Is engaging. There's another Orwellian word. Engaging. In other words, attempting to pass legislation. Engaging in a national campaign intended to expand and strengthen multiracial, multi-sector, and local long-term organizing capacity around the fight for justice. What the fuck does that mean? Well, what does that mean? Engaged in a national campaign intended to expand and strengthen multiracial, multi-sector, and local long-term organizing capacity around the fight for justice, freedom, and the right to live fully with dignity and respect for all people. Oh, so now there's a right to live fully with dignity and respect for all people. Really? Does the dignity and respect for, see, the lying, the fact that you people have to lie so fucking much, dignity and respect for all people. Okay, listen to the podcast before this. Did you see the homosexual assistant principal treating the two anti-abortion protesters with dignity and respect? Did you see that? Right, just the fact that those of you on the left-wing side of the status spectrum are so fucking delusional that you go through your filthy, empty, nasty, disgusting little lives spewing this shit about treating other people with dignity and respect. You have never treated other people who disagree with you with dignity and respect. It doesn't fucking happen. You're not capable of it. You're lower than animals. You're not even up to animal standards. You are the fucking filth of the planet Earth. And that's why you can't shut up about stuff like this. With the right to live fully with dignity and respect for all people. What a load of fucking horseshit. As part of the majority. So, okay, this is, let me just read it. As part of the majority, a newly formed coalition of more than 50 organizations, we are mobilizing our movements to participate in May Day activities nationwide. And do so with an understanding that the patriarchy is not the only system oppressing women. Capitalism, that cell phone that all of you women own, militarism, you know, the bombing of 7 countries in 6 years by your fucking messiah Hussein Obama, the first affirmative action president and the first half-breed president, anti-blackness, which Martin Luther King Jr. referred to as the triplets of oppression, as well as, and there's no, oh no, not just, no, there's more, as well as homophobic, transphobic, ableist, xenophobic, nationalist, and ageist bigotry are all deeply linked forces of oppression. My hatred for the left-wing statist knows no boundaries. It really doesn't. I like how they call this newly formed coalition the majority. See, this is more Orwellian stuff. You grab these fringe wackos who make up a tiny percentage of the population, and you call yourselves the majority. You're not the majority. You're not even remotely close to the majority. Once again, if you have to say you are, it's because you're not. All right, what is this? Let me dare to fucking do this. Beyond the Movement, beyondthemovement.org. This is cold. This is the first time I've seen this. The urgency of this moment calls us to stand together. Will you join the fight for freedom, justice, and equity? Meaning equality. Freedom, justice, and equality. Meaning, of course, will you join us in hating heterosexual white men and trying to pass more laws? We need to go beyond a moment. Blah, blah, blah. We will strike, rally, and resist. Okay, great. Resist. Stop paying your fucking taxes. Stop. Stop sending your children to public school. Stop spending the fucking welfare checks. Stop using the food stamps. Please fucking resist. Please fucking stop doing it. Oh, look. Be ready to mobilize in our next moment. Give us your cell phone number. Well, wait, if capitalism is so evil, why do you all have fucking cell phones? Now let us rededicate ourselves to the long and bitter, but beautiful, lots of pictures of black women here, struggle for a new world. Martin Luther King Jr. Oh, we just love quoting MLK Jr. because, you know, he's dead and he can't defend himself. And he's dead and he can't dissociate himself from your stupidity. Right? It's just like the people who's talking, I represent the animals, and I represent the unborn children, and I'm representing Martin Luther King. Yeah, because none of these people can talk for themselves. The animals can't speak for themselves. The unborn children can't speak for themselves. Martin Luther King Jr. can't speak for himself because he's dead, and therefore, they just get abused. Fucking sick of people invoking Martin Luther King Jr. when he's not here to fucking dissociate himself from you. And, oh God. Anyway, that's enough of that. Whew. So I went to womensmarch.com in order to find out if, in 100 days, they had managed to do the 10 actions they had promised. Of course, they haven't. Because again, you can't let women organize anything because nothing will get done. Because women go through their entire fucking life waiting for men to show up and bail them the fuck out. All right, so in order to, I wanted to find out first. I'm like, well, now I've heard these things, Donald Trump's 100 days, yada, yada, yada. Has Donald Trump really been in office for 100 days? Because I think the inauguration was, what, January the 20th, right? So February 20th, March 20th, April 20th, that'd be 90, May, this is May 2nd. Okay, so I think it's 100 days. So I'm typing into DuckDuckGo, you know, Donald Trump 100 days, and a bunch of shit comes up, Donald Trump's first 100 days, blah, blah. So I'm like, okay, it looks like Donald Trump has actually been president for 100 days. So there's 100 days. The women didn't fucking do what they said they were going to do in 100 days. No big surprise. Donald Trump still has not built the wall, nor has he built concentration camps and put all the people who voted for Hillary Clinton into them. Donald Trump, 100 days, didn't do what he said he's going to do. No surprise. All right, so I'm just looking at any random fucking thing here about Donald Trump's 100 days, you know, and it's all about, oh, he's launched missiles at Syria, because of course we know Hussein Obama never killed anybody in foreign countries. He certainly didn't kill anybody in foreign countries while they were at weddings, and he certainly, because he is a half-breed, and he's the first affirmative action president, and he is the Messiah, and he promised hope, change, and forward, he absolutely, positively, under no circumstances, ever killed any Muslims who are at a wedding party with a missile launched from a flying robot. That would never happen because he's the fucking Messiah. But of course, the Trumpenfuhrer has already exterminated everybody on the planet Earth who is not a heterosexual white man who has a job. Yet, oddly enough, all these people the Trumpenfuhrer theoretically exterminated seem to still be around me, pissing me the fuck off with their very fucking existence. And they're whining about transgender, ableism, ageist, racism, homophobia, discrimination, fucking snowflakeism. Donald Trump, total fucking failure as a president. Anyhow, so all this just goes on and on about how racist he is and how evil he is and how he's raped billions of women and he's fucking bombed every place on the planet Earth, you know, except for Trump Towers and all this other shit. Then he comes down here because this is the point. This is the media. This is the news. You can believe everything these people say. Right here. I'll have to remember to put the link in. The president took office with record low approval ratings and has finished his first 100 days in the same place. And I thought, oh, record low approval ratings. So I did 25 seconds of work, which means typing presidential approval ratings history into DuckDuckGo. We go over to Wikipedia. Okay, here we have President Trump, lowest approval rating, 35. G.W. Bush, lowest approval rating, 25. G.H.W. Bush, lowest approval rating, 29. Carter, lowest approval rating, 28. Nixon, lowest approval rating, 22. Truman, lowest approval rating, 22. Donald Trump's lowest approval rating of 35 is higher than all of those. How exactly does CBS News manage to figure out that President Trump has record low approval ratings? Do they not know about the existence of Wikipedia? Are they just stupid? Do they have an agenda? I have an agenda. Unlike CBS News, I don't have to lie to you, right? My agenda is anarcho-capitalism. My agenda is the non-aggression principle. My agenda is allowing natural selection to kill off people who should not be alive so that the human race as a whole can become better, achieve ancapitize, and live in an actual free world where people are actually free, not where they use buzzwords like freedom in order to oppress people, put people in cages for saying things they don't like, steal people's property, control people's thoughts. I'm pretty fucking open about my agenda. If anybody's not aware of what my agenda is, you might be stupid. Okay? Ancapitize, anarcho-capitalism, freedom, non-aggression principle, natural selection. There it is. Why does CBS News have to lie? Well, because they're left-wing statist, because they hate white people, because they're liars, because they're pissed off Hillary Clinton didn't win, and beyond, because they're just so used to lying. And this is the sort of thing, this fascinates the fuck out. People, ooh, segue time. People, and mostly women, this is the feminization of our society. It's one thing to lie. It's one thing to exaggerate, right? I've talked about this before. We are humans. We are fallible. We all exaggerate things, especially memories. You think back to something that happened 10 years ago. Your recollections are going to be slightly flawed 10 years ago. You may exaggerate things. You may under-express what happened. You may over-express what happened. Things happen. Women. One of the traits of women. One of the traits of women, which you see being adapted by the mainstream media, the government, the corporations, and feminized men in society around us, one of their traits isn't simply that they just exaggerate things, but they will exaggerate things which can be proven to be untrue. They will lie. They will exaggerate in instances where you can objectively, empirically prove they are lying and exaggerating. I think they're doing this for two reasons. Number one is attention. If you're CBS News, you want attention. You're trying to sell advertising. You want attention. I think the other reason they're doing this is because they, women, CBS News, the government, corporations, all of these things want attention. Right? Women want attention, the government wants attention, the news media wants attention, the corporations want attention, Apple wants your attention, they want you to buy the fucking iPhone 17 or whatever it is. The other reason all of these entities do this is they do not understand the consensus, that's a new word, I just made that up, I don't know what it means yet, consensus. They do not understand the concept of consequence. I have a fucking brain shut down for a minute there. My what do you call that thing? My hibernation pod failed. We're going to go back and talk about the movie Passengers if I get that far in the podcast, if I can stop ranting in time. Brain cramp. They, the corporations, the media, the government, just like women, have no concept of consequences, right? What have I said about women over and over and over? Women go through their lives knowing that no matter how much trouble they get into, a man will show up and bail them out. Just like the story I told about the chick from Wyoming, right? You know, here she is. She's fucking homeless. She has no money. She has no job. She's stuck in a town where she doesn't hardly know anybody. She's got all these medical bills. She has no education. She goes and she gets a dog. And what does she expect? She expects me to let her live with me for free. because she expects a man to always bail her out. She had just no idea in her mind that she's ever going to have to face the consequences of her actions and her inactions, of her choices. No fucking idea. No concept at all of consequences. None. Because someone will always bail them out. CBS puts this on here. Just no concept of consequences. It never occurs to them that somebody might go to Wikipedia and look up the historical presidential approval ratings and find out that no, Donald Trump's approval ratings, while sure they might be low, are not record low. There's just no idea, no concept of consequences here. Also, speaking of the media, and you can see this over in the linkage I posted yesterday. The thing that's going around, okay, so I'm at the theater and we're working and there's this other guy there I'm working with and he's like, oh, look, now apparently the OK sign is a white supremacist symbol. I'm like, oh, really? And he's showing me this on his cell phone, like on, I don't know, Facebook or some shit, whatever. But it's that picture of Mike Chernovich and whoever that chick is, and they're doing the OK signs. And it's all about how it's a white supremacist symbol. And he's explaining to me how the fingers are the W and the fucking thumb and the index finger are the P. And I'm like, oh, really? This is how low we've sunk. And he's like, yeah, I guess so. And then I go to ageofshitlords.com and I'm reading about how this was another hoax or whatever you want to call it, perpetrated by the political board over on 4chan, where they went forth to convince the media to start reporting that the fucking OK sign is actually a symbol for white power. And again, the media just fell for it. The meat just soaked it. Oh my God, it is. And the fucking, all the news outlets, all the major media, the Clown News Network, the CBS, they're all reporting this as if it's real. How can you people out there be so fucking dumb as to believe anything you see from the mainstream media? Now, I'm not saying, because now there's the alternative media, I'm not saying you should mindlessly believe the shit you see in the quote-unquote alternative media either. I'm saying you should just try fucking thinking for yourself. And that's what you're never going to do. Because thinking for yourself is too fucking hard, isn't it? It's just going to, it would fucking kill you if you had to use your fucking brain for anything. I might fall over backwards. All right. Hang on. So let me take a drink of water here. I have. I have many things, and unfortunately it's cold. I brewed up, pardon moi, this morning, back at the house, I brewed up my first batch of Murdered Out coffee from Black Rifle Coffee Company. The Murdered Out is their darkest roast. This whole bean, ground it up, made it. I gotta say, it was pretty fucking delicious. It was really good. Black Rifle Coffee Company. Not an official sponsor of the Cynical Libertarian Society, because I have no official sponsors, because none of these people pay me. Which is fine, but I'll plug their shit anyway. So, well, I'll tell them. Anyhow. Cyber begging. Give me money. No, go buy some Black Rifle coffee. It's good shit. Murdered Out is what this one's called. It is fucking delicious. Okay. I was supposed to be getting a drink of water, and then I sidetracked. I know. Me sidetracking, right? When the fuck does that ever happen? Oh, yeah. I didn't finish up that train of thought. I did, but I didn't. The feminization of men and this whole thing where men, women, corporations, governments, you know, do things without any understanding of consequence. Again, like this, go back to the previous episode and watch the videos of this homosexual principal yelling at these fucking kids, a 16-year-old kid, telling him, shut up or I'm going to call the police and all this other shit. I mean, the fat faggot had no idea that there might be consequences to his actions. because he's feminized. He's like, I can stand here and verbally abuse and threaten these two kids. According to the other thing I saw, the one boy was 19 and the person with him was his sister. I mean, God damn it, the boy was 16 and he was with his sister who was 19. So you've got this fucking fat public school employed homosexual yelling at a 16 and a 19 year old kid who are standing on public property holding some signs. Which some people say, well, the signs were graphic. Oh, so what? Have you watched any movies lately? Have you looked inside any magazines? Have you seen any footage of, I don't know, the bombs that the government of the United States under Hussein Obama or Donald Trump have dropped on other countries and murdered people? But oh my God, we can't see it. This is another thing about abortion, right? There's all this praising of abortion, but the fucking abortion wackos, the pro-abortion wackos, and they're not pro-choice, they're pro-abortion. The pro-abortion wackos don't want anybody to see pictures of abortion. Once again, I will say this over and over. If it's so fucking wonderful, why are you trying to hide it? Right? That's what I just said about the left. If your agenda on the left is so wonderful, why do you hide it behind all these buzzwords? Notice how my agenda is not hidden behind Orwellian buzz phrases. I want freedom. I want to eliminate the government. I want people to be able to own whatever property they want. I want people to not engage in aggression against other people. I want to eliminate food stamps and welfare so that natural selection removes people from the fucking population who should not reproduce. I want women who would abort their children to get abortions because I want to get the garbage out of the gene pool. There's no Orwellian language there. See, my agenda, not hidden. No hiding. It's right there. But pro-abortion people who call themselves pro-choice, because they have to hide what they are, don't want you to see pictures of aborted fetuses. Well, if abortion is so fucking great, why can't you see pictures of it? Because they know it's a terrible fucking thing. They know their agenda is terrible. They know they are terrible people. They know they are inferior. They know that if the federal government did not protect them from dying, they would starve to death and die because none of them could have any money to buy food because none of them have real jobs. They're all teachers and social workers and government employees. Okay, back to the feminization of men and the inability to grasp consequences. Let me tell you about this guy I know. All right, so why is my phone ringing? Why is my phone? It said doesn't matter. Whoever it is, they'll leave a message. Unless it's important, then they won't leave a message. So we're standing there, and he says, yeah. This guy owns his own business. And he says, yeah, man, this girl sent me a photo of herself. She sent me a resume and a photo. And he's in the industry. He's in the production industry. So this girl sent me an email, a resume and a photo. She's looking for a job. And he's like, this photo is really inappropriate. She's wearing a chainmetal bikini. And it's really inappropriate. I can't believe she did. I hate that word. I fucking hate the word inappropriate. That's another thing. When you hear another human use the word inappropriate, that should be a red flag that you're dealing with a fucking idiot, okay? I fucking hate that word. This picture's inappropriate. I'm like, okay. She's wearing a chain metal bikini. Okay. So I'm thinking she's fat or something, right? So he shows me the photo. Now, this photo is inappropriate and she's wearing a chain metal bikini. Okay. In the photo, there's the girl, and he's like, you can see her tits. Her tits are hanging out. I'm like, well, God damn, now I really want to see it because she might be hot. Okay, so look at the photo. Remember, it's inappropriate. She's in a chainmetal bikini, and her tits are hanging out. This is the information he gave me. I just talked about how humans exaggerate. Okay, I am not exaggerating. This is what he fucking said to me. I'm looking at the picture. It's the picture of the girl. She's cropped from like maybe stomach up. So it's stomach up. In the thing, she's wearing like this 50s kind type like flapper outfit. Now, stand up, drop your arms down to your side. Now lift your hands, keep your elbows by your side, put your hands on your cheeks. Now, do you see where your arms are? See how your arms are in front of your breast? That's the pose she's doing in the photo, and she's got a smile. So it's like this period piece where she's in this sort of flapper-esque 50s outfit. You're going, great one, I thought you said she was in a chain mail bikini. I didn't say that, he said that. And she's got her hands up on her cheeks, and her breasts are behind her arms. And I'm looking at it, it's like, what are you talking about? Like, I mean, her tits are not visible. Her tits are behind her arms. You cannot see her tits. And I'm like, what are you talking? Where's the chain mail bikini? And he's like, well, this thing. And there's something, I can't even tell what it is in the picture, but like, so the flapper outfit, like her shoulders are bare and it's slightly low cut. It's not like hooker low cut, it's just low cut. And going across her chest, above her breast, there's something that looks like, I don't know what it is, it's like a ribbon. Or it's like if you took a choker and you put it under your arms, around your torso or something. I know what it is. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, that's a chain mail bikini or something. I'm just like, and this is the point. He's saying things to me which are empirically not true. Because, like all feminized men, he has no concept of consequence. It never occurred to him, because he's so fucking feminized, that I would look at the picture and I could verify for myself that her tits are not hanging out, her breasts are not visible, and she's not wearing a chainmail bikini. But he just says this shit because there's no concept of consequence. None. Absolutely none. Fucking Christ, people. When you sit there and you just blatantly lie to me about something which I can prove you are lying simply by looking at the same picture you're looking at, okay? Again, this is not, well, her tits, you can either see the tits or you can't. She's wearing clothes and her arms are in front of her breast. This is not up for debate. There is no visible titty in this photo. This is not a fucking opinionated question. She is not wearing chain mail, nor is she wearing a chain mail bikini. This is verifiable. This is empirical. This is not a fucking opinionated question. And yet the son of a bitch stands right there and fucking lies to me because he's just like a goddamn woman. He has no fucking concept of there might be consequences to my actions. And so when you come to me and you tell me we got to save Western civilization, no, we don't. Because that right there is 90% of the people in Western civilization. We don't need, we, the royal fucking we, do not need to save these people. We need to allow natural selection to remove them from the gene pool. Notice how I'm not using Orwellian lingo to fucking hide my true agenda. Speaking of feminized men, another guy I know, he's married, he's very beta, they all are. His wife has 3 fucking horses. They go out to buy a 4th horse, because when you have 3 horses, you need a 4th horse, right? Guess what the woman comes home with? The woman comes home with 2 more horses. Look, I think the only good thing I can say about having 5 horses is that when the collapse comes, number one, you have transportation, and number two, if you get desperate enough, you have horse meat. In a way, you could look at horses as an investment for the upcoming collapse of civilization. But guys, don't marry a woman who has horses. Don't, because it's going to destroy you. 5 fucking horses. I did that. All right, I'm doing pretty good here. I'm bitching along. I did the metal bikini. I'm not making this up. He fucking says to me, she's wearing a chainmail bikini and her tits are hanging out. Not even remotely true. Why? How? What has to happen in your brain to outright lie about things to other people when those things can be objectively proven untrue? Right? I could come on this podcast, and I've told you before that I haven't had sex with a lot of women, but I have had sex with women who are all really attractive. That's my one saving grace, right? And I'm, you know, but the attractiveness of a woman is subjective, not objective. But you can't, even if I'm exaggerating, and again, because the attractiveness of a woman is subjective, from your perspective, if you saw pictures of all the chicks I've banged, you might be like, dude, great one, you have some low fucking standards. That could be totally. So I might be exaggerating a little bit about the attractiveness of the women I've banged, but you can't prove that, right? If I'm going to exaggerate something, knowingly exaggerate, not exaggerate because of false memories or imprecise memories or bad recollection or other stuff, if I am going to deliberately, okay, when he said to me she's wearing a chainmetal bikini and her tits are hanging out, that was deliberate. That was not accidental. That was not subjective. Right? If you're going to exaggerate something that is subjective and excruciatingly difficult to disprove. Don't exaggerate shit that is objective and has the evidence right there in front of you. Unless, of course, you're a woman and you have no concept of consequences. 420.
It's 420, man. Dude.
So high, man. So the only 420 only figures in because, you know, another group of people I hate. I hate everyone. And this fucking Olympics where all of you are out there are trying to think, no, the great one hates me more than he hates you. You know, no, the great one hates homosexuals more than he hates black people. And no, the great one hates black people more than he hates women. No, the great one hates women more than he hates trannies. No, the great one hates trannies more than, you know, I hate all of you equally. Shut up and stop fucking fighting over which of you I hate the most. Natural selection will take care of all of you. It's simple. If natural selection were allowed to take place, and, okay, if natural selection were allowed to take place, and if that means you would be dead, then I hate you and I hate you equally. This is the calming down part of the podcast. These people who are like, man, I never understood Pink Floyd album. Man, I listened to The Wall and I could never understand it, man, until I listened to it while I was high. Dude, then it took, you know, if you have to smoke dope to understand Pink Floyd albums, you might be stupid. Bring up Pink Floyd because I watched another Pink Floyd documentary. This is called The Wall, Before and After. And it has a little disclaimer on the DVD case that says, this DVD is not authorized by Pink Floyd. I recommend this one. Again, I'll have to remember to put the title in show notes. Let me scratch that on my piece of paper. Title in show notes. Oh, going back to the fucking... We have to go back for a second. Going back to the... to the video of the principal harassing the two anti-abortion protesters. Every time they would start trying to talk to the passing automobiles, he would start singing, I love a parade, and shit like that. Now, if they were smart, what they would have done instead of trying to compete with him is just talk, but talk at normal voice and force him to sing, and hopefully you could cause his voice to give out after enough loud singing on his part. Just a tactic for next time for you guys to use. All right, let's get back to... What fucking time is it? Okay, let's get back to Pink Floyd. This documentary, and there was no interview footage with the members of Pink Floyd done specifically for the documentary, but they pulled interview footage of the band members from various sources, and of course they talked to all the usual talking heads and shit like that. but it's centered around the breakup of Pink Floyd and the rift between Roger Waters and David Gilmour and all the sort of politics behind the band that happened from the Animals to the Final Cut era. And usually the documentaries kind of skirt around all that. They just, you know, they throw a passing comment to it and say that it happened, but they don't go in depth to it. So this is the first documentary I've come across where there was an in-depth examination of what went on and what actually, quote, may or may not have happened, you know, and all this other stuff. So again, if you're into Pink Floyd, I can very, very highly recommend that you watch this documentary. It's called The Wall, Before and After. What is this, Pink? I have the thing here. Yeah. Now I'm just getting confused because there's like multiple titles or something. It's bizarre. When you see the packaging, you'll be like, what the fuck? Because then down at the bottom it says Pink Floyd, A Modern Review. But I think the title of the DVD is The Wall Before and After. Anyway, I'll type it into DuckDuckGo and see what comes up. I'll put the fucking link in the show notes because it's rocket science, you know? Speaking of rocket science, where am I at? What do I have? God, I'm doing good hair for once. I gotta do that. Not for this personal shit I gotta do. Did I talk about White Power? Oh yeah, Age of Shitlords, White Power. It's in yesterday's linkage. Go check it out. I don't need to talk about it anymore other than just, again, the news media just reports anything. No matter how dumb it is. The fucking Clown News Network and CBS and ABC and NBC and Fox, they'll just say anything. They just no effort to find out if something's true. Just say anything. All right, let me knock this out, and then we'll move on, and we'll close with talking about the movie Passengers again and rifting off of that concept, which I'll give you a spoiler warning. If you don't want to hear spoilers, you can jet because the rest of the episode we'll be talking about the movie. I did not pull this up. Let me do it right now. So I don't spend a lot of time on the interwebs. I found out that over at IMDb, there's a whole section for this movie. And, yeah, I'm guessing they do this for all movies. I don't know. Called Goofs, where it talks about mess-ups. You know, continuity problems and stuff like that, which was really interesting because I was reading it and there's a lot of things in here I caught also, but then there's some things I didn't catch because I wasn't really looking that hard. But anyhow, no spoilers. We won't talk about the movie yet. Let me tell this story. You may remember a while back I was talking about there's this chick I know and she's really fucking hot, except she's got a mustache. And I was like, man, I'd like to bang it, but she's got the fucking mustache. Can't do it. Right. So anyhow, the story was that, you know, I was kind of like, yeah, and I kind of like, you want to go out sometime? And she's like, yeah, sure. And she kind of blew me off. And then I get like, there's another time. I'm like, yeah, and I was actually working at the time. And she's like, well, I'll be available for like an hour. I'm like, yeah, I don't have time for that shit. So anyhow, it's like, didn't work out those couple of times. And I'm thinking about it. I'm like, God damn it, she does have the mustache. So I just gave up. I let it go. I'm just like, no, I can't do it. All right. The moral of the story is when you ignore them, they fucking show up. So months go by, seen her a couple of times, basically just totally ignored her during that time frame. We're in the same place at the same time with some other people not long ago, and she's talking to some other people. She's talking to the other people. They're having the conversation, and I'm just there doing my thing. And they're talking about something, 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 and she says, yeah, it's like, people, when you want them to text you, they never do, but the people who you want to send you a text never, no, wait, God damn it. She says, people you want to text you never text you, but people you don't want texting you text you. And I saw an opportunity to mouth off and say something, so I said, yeah, that's totally true. How come you don't never text me? And she says, do I have your phone number? And I said, yes, you have my phone number. She's like, oh, we never have gone out for a beer, have we? I said, no. She said, We should do that next week. Here, let me text you. Then she finds me and sends me a text. And I was like, what are you doing? And there it is. You just ignore them. Now, I haven't done it yet. She may flake out still. She flaked out the first time. She may very well flake out this time. I'm not counting chickens before they hatch. I'm just pointing out, man, you fucking ignore them, and they'll show up. When I was chasing her, couldn't catch it. When I finally decided the mustache wasn't worth it, and decided to just let it go, you throw out one fucking smart-ass comment, and it's like, oh my god, let me text you, let's go get a bear. Alright, passengers. Movie Passengers, which I talked about in the previous episode. I'm not going to backtrack. Spoiler alert. If you don't want spoilers on the movie Passengers, which, again, I mean, it's not a perfect movie. There's lots of scientific inaccuracies in it. But it's okay. And, of course, there's criticism from feminists, which is another thing I discovered. So get out if you don't want the spoilers. So, yeah, anyway, in the movie there's a lot of problems. Like, the artificial gravity goes out, but the ship is spinning to create gravity. So if the ship is spinning to create gravity, the gravity can't go out. And then they do this slingshot around a star. First of all, they're supposedly traveling at 50% of the speed of light. So if you were going to slingshot, because the whole thing is, oh, they run to the observation deck and they're watching the star go by. If you're going at 50% of the speed of light, if you're going to, and I don't know enough about physics to say yes or no on this. If you're going that fast, I mean, I suppose gravity would still affect you, but would you be able to slingshot around a star at 50% the speed of light? I mean, maybe you would, because the gravity of stars affects actual light itself. But the spaceship also has more mass than a beam of light. So I don't know. I'm not saying you couldn't slingshot around a star at 50% of the speed of light. I am saying that if you did, you would go by the star so fucking fast that you wouldn't be able to watch this happening from the observation deck. And secondly, they were so fucking close to that star that had a spaceship, I don't give a fuck about your fucking shields and all this other science fiction stuff. No, that spaceship would have burned the fuck up. And another thing, when they're coming into the planet where they're going to debark and colonize, the engines are facing away from the planet, which, of course, if the ship was coming to the planet, the engines would be facing towards the planet because the ship would need to be decelerating. So there are many, many, many scientific inaccuracies and problems such as that in the movie. Despite that, it was still an enjoyable movie. It is also an interesting, and I'll include a link again to the IMDb Flubs page if you want to check it out. It was an interesting question. It's a movie that raised an interesting question about ethics. So the guy is on the ship, right, and he's thawed out, and he's out of the hibernation pod, and he's all alone. He's going to die alone. And he deliberately wakes up this woman so that he has somebody with him. It's like, damn, dude, you just ruined this person's life, because now she's going to die on the ship with you. And it's a very interesting moral dilemma to explore. You know, should you do that? Would you personally do that? Over here on the Wikipedia, it says, Rebecca Hawkes of The Telegraph described the film as not a romance, but, quote, a creepy ode to manipulation, describing the action as, quote, a central act of violence, unquote, that is softened and justified. Andrew Pulver of The Guardian called it an interstellar version of social media stalking. Remember, for all of you who are against social media stalking, just remind yourselves that in order to be stalked on social media, you have to put things on social media. Social media stalking is enabled by people's desire to attention whore. The internet is free. Everything on the internet's out there for everybody. Internet stalking. Well, stop putting shit on the internet. Andrew Pulver of The Guardian called it an interstellar version of social media stalking with a fantastically creepy start that, contrary to romantic comedies that manage to plane down the nastiness of stalking tactics, presents them in a way where it is gruesomely inescapable. Alyssa Wilkinson of Vox called it a fantasy of Stockholm syndrome in which the captor eventually identifies and even loves the captor, and a really disturbing wish fulfillment fantasy. Now, I can somewhat understand these criticisms because, again, it raises the question, should he have thawed her out? And how terrible was it for him to have done this to her? For me, coming from a philosophy background where you discuss actual philosophical questions like, should you murder Muslims who are attending a wedding with a missile launched from a flying robot? Oh, wait, you actually aren't allowed to ask that question in any philosophy class on a college campus in the United States. Instead, we talk about, should you push a fat person in front of a trolley? Or maybe you don't anymore because fat people are now a protected class. But yes, the movie definitely has these overtones of Stockholm syndrome, of the cyber stalking, because I told you about how apparently he like gets all this information on her and reads it and watches interviews with her and all this stuff before he wakes her up. So, I mean, these criticisms are somewhat true. But then the movie, this movie, is a good outlet for that sort of stuff, because this puts it in a context where we can look at it and discuss it and say, well, should he have fucking woken her up? What should he have done? What could they have done? How should she have reacted when she found out? This is a good discussion topic. We're probably not going to have this problem with malfunctioning hibernation chambers anytime in the near future. But it's a excellent mental, what's the fucking word? Thought experiment. That's what I'm looking for. It's an excellent thought experiment. And that's what good science fiction should do. Good science fiction should also have not have the gravity going out when your gravity is caused by the spaceship spinning, but whatsoever's. Okay? Good science fiction should create thought experiments. But of course, social justice warriors are terrified of thinking. For thought experiments, not a fucking option for them.